Do you remember your first drag of a cigarette? I do. It was disgusting, but I knew I was never going to take up smoking. My parents did, and I thought it was gross and a big waste of money. But by all accounts, vaping tastes good and pleasurable, and apparently they smell very sweet. And more kids are trying them. It's a trend that's gaining popularity, and research from Here in SA has revealed just how prevalent it is becoming. SA's Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly, has just released results from the vaping survey. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Angela.
Oh, just how prevalent is vaping?
Well, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because we've heard all year, as you said, that vaping is a big problem. Schools have been saying it. Teachers have been saying it. Kids were also saying that they were getting annoyed at the kind of responses to vaping in their schools. So my kind of take on that was, well, we probably just need to go and ask them how big a deal this is and what do they think should be done about it. So I put out a survey early June, I think it was, first week of June. Survey only ran for 5 or 6 days, but we had 950 teenagers respond in that short time, and they told me what I didn't know, which was why they vape and all the other kind of things around vaping, and yep, it's a pretty big deal, I think.
So 2 out of 3 kids had tried it. I mean, you're surveying 13 to 19 year olds.
Yeah, so, I mean, and we hope that it was a representative sample. Like, it certainly had kids from, you know, the kind of all those teenage ages, but we also had, you know, gender split. We certainly had kids from all 3 schooling, you know, Catholics, independents and public schools, kids from regional, metro, remote. So we figured that we had a pretty good kind of mix of kids. And that, yeah, 2 out of the 3 of them had tried, and 1 in 3, which is good, had never tried and probably had no, you know, no inclination to ever try. But out of the 2 or 3, 2 in 3, yeah, they tried. Some of them then just went on to describe themselves as kind of being quite a regular vapor, so almost 1 in 4. He said that they were vaping most days. 1 in 5 said they were probably a social vapor, so every now and then, probably at a party. And 1 in 7 of them has said that they tried, but they're not into it. So, you know, the real mix of responses. So we had, yeah, those who were like, never tried, not interested, however, still had commentary around how it impacted on them at school in particular from other kids who were vaping. So I think that's interesting. So whilst it's not just an issue, obviously, for those who are doing it, it's for everyone else around them. And they, even the kids who hadn't vaped and weren't going to, thought that some of the ways that we were dealing with it weren't necessarily great.
So it's pretty interesting. When you did ask them how they could be better supported by adults, what did they say?
Well, really interestingly, so they said that adults just don't know anything on this topic, and I think they're probably right.
No, I didn't know anything about it. Like, really? Yeah.
So they're saying their parents don't know, and other adults really don't know. So they're saying that they think adults need to be educated about the kind of health risks. That it is a new peer pressure that needs to be kind of added to the mix of what we're talking about with kids. They also thought that there's just not enough education. Like, we've got the message about smoking, but certainly not the message about vaping. And so that's a pretty important part of the whole adults needing to know more. And then they did say, which I think is really interesting, that it's just really addictive. So as you said, like they say, it tastes good. So it hasn't got any of those kind of smoking things going on. So it doesn't smell like it's got a nice smell. It's got a nice taste. What they're saying. It's it doesn't hang on your clothes. You can do it pretty easily. Like, you don't have to go off and kind of sneak away to do it. Like, you can, it's quite a quick kind of thing as well. So all of these things, what kids are saying, make it pretty addictive, and then really hard for them to give up.
What did they say about wanting to give up? I read the report and a few children, excuse me, a few of them said that they had tried really hard and given up. A couple of said I needed support when I did want to give up. What can be done about helping kids who want to give up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. They said that it was really hard to find anyone who kind of took it seriously. I think there's a sense of just stop. Like, you can just stop. Don't do it. Don't buy it. Don't, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't think we've kind of, we haven't grasped as adults and maybe as support people that it might need a little bit more than a just stop. Like, we do need to support and have alternative strategies and all of those kind of quit messages and quit support. So we know we see a lot of stuff invested in tobacco, as we should, and, you know, there's quit lines and there's quit buddies and there's alternatives and all those kind of things. The interesting thing, of course, is that vaping e-cigarettes kind of were the way to get off tobacco. So now we've got, I keep saying, it's a bit like the cane toads in Queensland. You know, we brought them in to get rid of something and then they've become the problem in themselves. So we kind of now have to go, well, what are we going to do about vaping and how we're going to help kids? Because, you know, I'm sure that the industry will say it's not deliberately targeted at younger people, but I certainly think, you know, if you see the colours, the flavours, it certainly seems quite young marketing to me. But I think the other really fascinating thing around vaping is very few of people kind of realise it's illegal.
For under 18, yeah, isn't it? Or
it's illegal for everyone unless you've got a prescription. So there's this, all this kind of stuff around it that the general population hasn't caught up with the illegality. So I think kids probably are saying, look, it's like you can't buy cigarettes if you're under 18 or you can't drink if you're under 18, but, you know, they do. I think they've lumped kind of vaping into that kind of realm rather than it being like, no, it's illegal. It's illegal to sell to them. For something that's illegal, it's pretty readily available, you'd have to say.
Yeah, so it is illegal to use e-cigarettes with e-liquid containing nicotine, and you can vape indoor and outdoor smoke-free zones.
Yes,
some
so you can
don't
vape
have
the non-nicotine. The flavoured air, water, whatever it is, which again, the health experts are saying that in itself they think is dangerous. We don't know what the impacts of that, but certainly with nicotine, it's definitely illegal. And a lot of the kids are saying they are using it with nicotine, and they're accessing it pretty easily.
So how are they accessing it?
Well, you know, they're saying that they're going into, there are certain shops they know and other kids are selling it to them, or, you know, people are getting off the internet, whatever their way. The supply issue, supply didn't rate a kind of mention. It wasn't considered difficult to get So I don't think kids were kind of going, oh, this is, you know, very clandestine kind of operation and we're being, you know, super rebellious. It didn't have that feel from the answers. It was far more kind of ubiquitous and just every day.
Mm-hmm. SA's Commissioner for Children and Young People is Helen Connolly. She's on ABC Radio South Australia with me, Angela Coe. What are the government doing with the information that you've collected, Commissioner?
Yeah, look, I think the government have been really, you know, really on the front foot about this. I think they've realised that it is an issue and were really supportive of me going out and asking kids what they thought. So it is it's a new piece of information that can go into the kind of, you know, the mix of what they need to consider in coming up with some responses. So I think they certainly have said to me personally that, you know, it's useful and helpful and they want to share it around the country as well, which I think is a good thing, so that we can look at having a response across, you know, all schools in Australia really to say how we're going to deal with this. A lot of it will come down at the end to having a public health messaging. I mean, I think that seems to work. It certainly worked with tobacco, so let's see what we can do with e-cigarettes around this. So, yeah, everyone who has read it or kind of been in contact has been, yep, this is what we needed. We certainly haven't had a local piece of data, really.
Well, let's see. I think today the SA government, the education minister, the health minister both said that they're going to be taking what you've found from your report to Canberra today when they go to a national meeting. So we'll see what comes from that. Thanks for bringing it to our attention and, you know, really putting the children's voice and the young people's voice into a topic that is all about them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the critical things that I, you know, my role really is to be a representative voice for our children and young people. And I take it seriously. And so when there are particularly new issues that, you know, I'm 60, I don't know what it's like to be a 15-year-old and the pressures of anything really at school. So unless we ask, then we are kind of operating with only half the information. So I think it's a really critical thing to keep doing and keep asking kids what they think on a whole range of topics.
We probably have just run out of time, but I know that you have done a big survey with the younger demographic of kids, the little tweens. How about we revisit that one when we've got a few more minutes spared, Helen Connolly?
Great, no worries.
As SA's Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly on ABC Radio South Australia. It is illegal to vape with nicotine across Australia. Water and the flavour ones are not to be sold to people under 18. But overall, surveying resulting in 2 out of 3 young people saying that they have tried vaping. That report is available on the Commissioner for Young People's website, and you can have a read of that if you are so inclined. It's